talking, or am I just standing here? Okay. This is right before the opening, a few minutes, and it's, you know, it's always kind of a shit show to pull it together, but I think people are going to really like it. I'm a little bit nervous. It's the first time I've shown this body of work and this kind of this new Saluka aesthetic. First time is me, Adam Lucas, so... Hengsi was a moniker that I started when I first moved to New York about 5-6 years ago. And it was just a joke. I got transferred to New York, and I was doing digital marketing, and I got laid off within 2 weeks. And I was doing some freelance journalism at the time, and I'm always a big fan of dad jokes and lowbrow humor, and I grew up on that. It's something that's in my blood. You know, this is right around the time, like, Exit Through the Gift Shop. I love comedic Tom Hanks, and I'm just a big fan of Tom Hanks. Who wasn't? That's my VHS upbringing, you know? I was writing an article, and I just thought it'd be funny if you combine the two, Banksy and Tom Hanks, so that's Hanksy. It'd be even funnier to take the joke a little bit further, and I decided to draw it up and put it on the street. Because why not?
The next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
You know, you have a couple of guys that are going to get a little publicity for themselves because he holds up a picture of a potato. Out! Get him out! Get him out of here!
The dumb Trump thing, that was great. Pretty much embodied my entire philosophy when it came to my street art at the time. It's a quick, non-confrontational image. You can see it, interact with it, and decide upon it within 5 seconds, straightforward. And that's like the internet, that's marketing, that's modern America. I think we should get this one framed. Well, this is my first screen print I ever did. It's just from this gallery in Montreal.
Don't
On the surface, it's definitely comedic and trivial and lowbrow.
Shit.
Because I'm a goof. Like, I like to goof around with my friends, and I like to just have fun. So a lot of that initial street art for those first few years was kind of to alleviate stress from my life. And maybe, you know, if you're walking home from your New York City 9-to-9 office job and you come across an image, and you interact with it, and you laugh, or you roll your eyes, or you... You know, you shrug your shoulders and move on, at least it's going to break up the cycle of the mundane. If I can make a smile on someone's face on the walk home, that was the whole motivation behind everything in the beginning. I didn't go to art school. Didn't have a fine art or gallery background or anything. That was never where the ambition was for me. There's a traditional route in the art world, but I just think there's a lot more tools at your disposal in this day and age as far as getting your art out there. And I think if you can utilize that, you can. There's not just one way to go about things, and that's art and life in general.
That's what's nice. I think the other stuff is like to showcase your humor a lot more, and this is like a lot more intellectual, I think, which is nice. Expressing your voice a little bit more clearly, you know?
I feel like that's the response I've gotten from a lot of people around us that have seen him grow. Mm-hmm. That they're like, dude, this is like, this is really good. So, everyone
it's
has
rich.
Been...
It's
yeah.
Nice that, because you kept the wordplay, too. If you look closely,
yeah,
there's still
exactly.
Those fun little, like, wordplays from old stuff.
To put it simply, I just always wanted to just do rad shit with my friends, and I've been able to do that for, you know, 6 years. That, to me, I want to do that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's gonna top and
skewed a little. Yeah, just a little off. We're at the day before the opening. It's kind of all hands on deck right now. So usually everything comes together. You know, it's a shit show until it isn't. If I'm putting Hanksy to bed, and it's not forever, I'll revisit it when it makes sense. It's just at this point going forward, the work I want to make and the message I want to put across, it just doesn't make sense with the Hanksy moniker. I think it was just natural growth for me. And a lot of it had to do with just the current climate that occupies the world and America. I just think in this day and age, the art that I want to make is going to say something. Kind of have a foundation to build upon rather than tear it down. Even if they're just LOLs or jokes, I'd rather use my weird niche platform to kind of move forward. I know it's cold out here, so I'm pretty grateful. We're going to hand out 50 Pintrol pins to the first 50 people. If you're beyond that, I'm sorry. But to those that are in that 50-person spot, if you look on the back, there'll be a little notification. We're giving away two nice paintings to those two winners. So cool. Thanks again, guys. All right. I'm very proud of everything I did as Hanksy. And, you know, it started out as a silly little pun on the corner of Kenmare and Mulberry. And since then, I've built it, and I've done these projects and curated, and I've worked, and it's just, and now I'm ready to use that thing to push myself into the next phase, you know, small chapter in a long book, so.